It is time for the business news, so you've just tuned in at the right time. Nona Peltier joins me in the studio. Nona, the Reserve Bank, well, it says it's confident that New Zealand's financial system is strong enough to withstand the impacts of COVID-19. I'm sure that's relief to a lot of ears. What gives them that confidence?
Well, you know, they monitor the financial stability. That's one of their primary functions, and they've been looking at it, and they have determined that our retail banks are well capitalized, and we're well capitalized going into this crisis, and so have the resources to not just help us through this real crisis period, but later on as, you know, some of the fallout starts to hit home, literally, because there are going to be people that are going to struggle with mortgages. There's going to be businesses that are going to struggle as well. And the Reserve Bank has made it easier for banks to help them out with loans and so forth, making sure there's enough cash in the system. Mm. And so all those things together gives the bank, the central bank, some confidence that New Zealand has got what it takes to go through this period. But there are some warning signs. Obviously, there's a lot of people who've lost their jobs and are wondering where they're going to get another one. The insurance industry is one that wasn't really well capitalized going into this. They'd already been in a sort of a lower position because of the, you know, insurance claims that they've been facing. Life insurers is another group that is, you know, not in a great position leading into the crisis. And banks that, not banks, but other organizations that take deposits, some of them are not as well capitalized as they ought to be. So there are, the central bank is going to be keeping an eye on how those institutes and industries are faring and looking at what they can do to help them improve their position. And so that's going to be an interesting time. Meanwhile, so the Reserve Bank has signaled some risk, but on the other hand says, you know, we're in pretty good shape.
Basically telling us don't panic.
Definitely don't panic. That's the word. Absolutely.
Interesting. Okay, so Main Freight, big company. Some good news in all of the dreariness.
So Main Freight made another record full year result. So very strong. Very strong. Yeah, it was up 5%, considering where we've been at. That's pretty good. Ending the year with a net profit of $148 million. Now, it would have been more, but they had some abnormal items, one-time items. And so if not for that, they would have been up 10% to $156.1 million. That's a hefty net profit. Mm. The company said that's really great. They've done well in the year ended in March, but what about for the future? And in that case, there's a lot of uncertainty. Despite that, though, the company is confident enough to pay a final dividend of 34 cents a share. So I'm sure the shareholders would have been rejoicing over that. And I spoke to an analyst, you know, after the result and said that in the presentation that Main Freight made later today, it noted that in the first week of this financial year for Main Freight, that's the first week, April 1, the revenues for New Zealand were down 40%, which is, you know, significant. And then in the first 7 weeks, down 16% again on the year earlier. And in the last 2 to 3, it was up 2, 3, 4, 5%. So it's showing that there's some momentum and some strength
some
in our economy.
Yeah.
And that certainly helped the company's share price. It was up about 14% at one point earlier today, finished up 11% to $39.99.
Okay, shall we take a quick spin around the rest
yes,
of the market?
Yes, and I'm sure you'll be very impressed with this, that our top 50 index rose 1.2% today to, 134 points to 11,049. We haven't been at that level, 11,000 points or above, since early March. So that's pretty positive as well. The New Zealand dollar was little changed after the central bank's financial stability report, trading at 61.9 US cents and 93.1 Australian and 50.2 British pence.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with business there.